Not all Hollywood-style movies are made in Hollywood, but still, it might surprise you to learn that an Eastern European nation with a long-thriving homegrown film industry has been stepping out in recent years, raising its profile as a go-to location for blockbuster-style cinema. NewsHour Weekend Special Correspondent Christopher Livesay has our report.
This could be Paris, or Rome, or Berlin, or even New York. But in fact, this is Budapest, Hungary, where more and more you see scenes like this.
Job.
Everything from streaming series to big Hollywood blockbusters are being filmed in this city, a kind of Hollywood on the Danube.
This map of hell.
Remember the movie Inferno?
Yes.
Well, there's Tom Hanks, about to get kidnapped in Florence, except he's right near Budapest's famous opera house. The list of big-budget movies shot in Hungary is impressive. The Martian, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, 47 Ronin, World War Z, Atomic Blonde, A Good Day to Die Hard. And right now, the buzz around town is about the hush-hush Terminator 6, supposed to be secret, but the star has been spotted on the streets of Budapest.
It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He's riding his bike.
So you will find in this city any locations you may ever dream of with an easy reach.
Mahali Koram is head of production services for the Arrigo Film Group, one of two major new studios in Hungary. Koram says in this country of just 10 million people, movie making has meant big money and lots of work opportunities.
So it creates a lot of jobs. Now, I would say today about 25,000 people is like in some ways connected to the movie industry.
This one is also an editing room.
We took a tour with Arrigo's marketing director, Mahali Toth. He showed us what he called state-of-the-art screening and editing facilities.
This is the Bayslide 8, 8 supercomputers.
How does this computer compare to the kind of technology they're using in Hollywood, for instance?
It's actually the same.
Arrigo has 9 sound stages. Toth took us inside the biggest, Stage 6. It's more than 60 feet high and the size of 2 football fields. Scenes from Blade Runner 2049 were shot right here.
Bring it to me.
We're proud that really big productions came to Hungary. So it's good for the economy, it's good for the American movies because you can save some money, it's good for Hungarian filmmakers, so it's good for everyone.
The draw for filmmakers is not just the many experienced and professional crews, not just the large sound stages and beautiful locations. In a business where blockbuster films can cost hundreds of millions of dollars to make, there's another incentive.
Okay, so it's know-how,
it's rebates,
it's sound stages,
rebates.
And the rebates.
No, rebate, that's the most important.
Okay.
You can have so many stages. If you have no rebate, there's no client. There are no clients.
He's talking about tax rebates. The government began offering them at a rate of 20% to film companies in 2004. Recently, it raised it to 30%.
Can you explain to me how the rebates work?
Generally, we can say if you bring $100 here to make a movie, you get back $30 from the government.
Wow.
So your net investment is 70 instead of 100.
There are also no trade unions here, which means film companies can pay lower wages. Koram says that while other countries offer tax incentives, Hungary has the edge.
Serbia is a good example. They put this rebate alive like last year in April or May, if I remember correctly. It would take them at least 10 years to put all together this. Build the stages, train the crews, and have external locations.
Now what?
I have something to ask you.
Yes?
And it's not just films. More and more, series like the period crime drama The Alienist, that airs in the U.S. on TNT and around the world on Netflix, call Budapest home.
The range of projects that can be done here is pretty incredible.
Adam Goodman is co-founder of the Budapest-based Mid-Atlantic Films Company, which helped arrange for The Alienist's turn-of-the-century New York set to be built here.
If I'm in a meeting and someone's talking about another project which has nothing to do with Hungary, and it can be the most, you know, disconnected conversation, we can do that here. There's nothing we can't do.
Budapest has proved a good place for American actor Nick Wittman.
So how did an American guy from Indiana wind up making movies in Hungary?
I was only going to be here for 3 days, and that was 10 years ago.
He plays small parts, but he gets star treatment here.
If I'm working on a film, they'll put me up with a chauffeur, they drive me to set, I get a trailer, I have an assistant.
We met him near Parliament, where he told us about his role in a long-running German crime series shot here called Alarm for Cobra 11.
And I'm basically a bank robber.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and came out with Kalashnikovs and lit everything up. I'm gonna make a run for it. For some reason, the FBI is in Budapest. I don't know. I don't think they have jurisdiction here, but they're here. So we fight the FBI for a while, run off that way. And I don't want, I can't, I, oh wait, no, this is gonna premiere after the episode's already aired. Yeah, we get blown up over there.
Blown up?
Whitman's also scored small roles in a couple of major films, and more regular work in series like National Geographic's Mars.
She came right up to the door of the cage.
Started as an extra, became a stuntman, sort of as a fluke moved into acting. And I'm just really grateful to have the opportunity. I mean, I don't make much money, but I have a really high quality of life that I wouldn't have in the United States.
And although he'd like to maybe work in the U.S. someday, for now, Whitman is happy to call Budapest home.
And I speak Hungarian fluently.
Give us an example.
Hát imád, imádom forgatni a filmeket
Budapesten. What does that mean?
That means I love shooting films in Budapest.